So at the end of the first period of play, we'll play the leads at 10-3. We're about to get underway now for the second period. All right, it's going to be LaPlata's ball. Kelsey Williams is going to inbound it for the Bulldogs. Get it into Bain. Bain back to Williams. Williams sends it over to Snodgrass on the left side. Snodgrass squares up just inside the arc. Shot is no good. Comes up a little short, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. Scudder. Into Hill, back to Scudder, up to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the timeline herself, over to Hill on the far side. Hill takes it back to the corner to Ladwig. Shot is up and good, but they're only going to give her 2 points. 10-5 now. Ball into Curtis. Curtis brings it across the timeline on the far side. Spin move back to Williams, over to Snodgrass. To Bain up at the free throw line. Back to Williams up the top of the key. Williams puts it on the floor. Backs out a bit. Resets the offense. Sends it over to Snodgrass over in front of the Tiger bench. Snodgrass thinks about three. Hands it off to Tuggle. Tuggle will shoot for three, and it's good. Tigers. Christina Scudder up the hill. Up ahead to Haley Kelsey. To Slavin on the right side. Into Jesse Hill. Her shot is up and comes up short. Kind of a scrum on the floor. She gets it, and they're going to call a jump ball. It will stay with the Tigers. Jesse Hill will inbound it for the Tigers. Out to Scudder. Across the cross-court pass. Aiming for Ladwick, but Justine Bain knocked it out, so it'll stay with the Tigers. 6:49 left in the half. Haley Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers. To Scudder. Scudder shot up off the glass. It's good. 13-7 now. Tuggle brings it across the timeline, guarded by Hill. Over the left side to Snodgrass. They're leaving her open for three, over to Williams. On the right side. William wants to send it in, but ended up sending it to Tuggle up the top of the key over to Snodgrass. Right side. The Williams shot from the corner is good. Bulldogs doing a good job making those shots from the outside. They get it up ahead to Slavin. Slavin back to Jesse Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. To Haley Kelsey. Kelsey double teams. To Hill, around the corner to Ladwick, who's going to shoot for three. No good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound, no good. Scudder with the rebound, no good. Snodgrass for LaPlata with the rebound. And Emily Ladwick gets her hands on it. They're going to call a jump ball.
That was a good move by Ladwick. It's going to be LaPlata's ball anyway, so whether or not it's the jump, it just wasted their jump ball. So next time on a jump ball, it should be Bashir's ball. Over to Snodgrass, back to Bain, to Tuggle, back to Snodgrass. Over to Williams, Snodgrass in, back to Snodgrass. Over to Williams, Williams open for a shot, no good. Haley Kelsey will come up with a rebound. Over to Scudder, Scudder passes to Elsie, Elsie to Ludwig. No good.
They're going to get Christina Scudder for the over the back.
It looks like Williams will pass it into
Curtis.
Over to Elsie, I'm sorry. Elsie's bringing the ball up to the top of the key. over the hill. Hill's dribbling over the scatter. Scatter to Kelsey over the hill. Hill dribbling over the Kelsey. Kelsey puts it in, or tries to put it in. She'll be shooting two at the line. The foul was on.
It's going to be on Williams, I think. Yep, it is.
Yeah. That is the player's fourth foul in this half. With 4:50 left in the half. She gets lined up for her first shot. Is good. Now the score is 15-8. She puts up her next shot. It is good. So now the score is 9-15. Williams into
Barnes. Barnes has her first action of the night. Williams up the top of the key, directing the offense, sends Barnes over the right-hand side. Ball comes to her. She's going to dribble it into the right blocks, lose the handle on it, but they're going to say it was last touched by Brashear, so it'll be Bulldogs' ball. Williams is going to inbound it for the Bulldogs.
Looks like Bang. Bang will drive in over to Barnes. Barnes to Tuggle. Tuggle lines up with the shot. It is no good. Modric with the rebound. Over the hill. Or Scudder, I'm sorry. Over the Elsie. Over the hill. Hill to Lodwig. Lodwig to Kelsey. Kelsey over to Scudder. Scudder puts the shot up for, and it's no good. She's got a holding on her, and she'll be shooting for two.
That's going to be the second foul, I think, on Bain.
That is the play, the fifth foul with 4:13 left in the half. Scudder gets lined up for a shot. It's no good. It's a 35.
Bingham.
For Bain. Scudder puts it in the shaggy shot, and it's good. Now the Tigers are coming back, 10-15. Williams into for
Barnes has it, kicks it back out to Tuggle up top of the key, cross court over to Williams, right wing. Williams sends it in to Curtis, the right blocker, shot up the glass is no good. And Haley Kelsey with the rebound up ahead to Jesse Hill. She brings it across the timeline on the near side. Gets it in to Elsie at the right, left block, back out to Haley Kelsey. Her shot, 15-footer from the left corner, is good. 15-12 now. Tuggle brings it across the timeline, guarded closely by Hill. Sends it back out to Barnes. Barnes is going to shoot from the left blocks, no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound up to Hill. Hill guarded by Curtis. Brings it across the timeline on the near side. Picks up the dribble up ahead to Haley Kelsey, who's pretty much wide open. Her shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound. Shot, no good. Bulldogs with the rebound. Williams with the ball. Hands it off to Tuggle, and we're headed back the other direction. 3:08 left in the half. Tuggle has it across the timeline. Sends it over to Barnes on the left side. Barnes into Curtis. Curtis' little shot is no good. Goes out of bounds, and we're going to go back the other way.
Lodwig across the timeline, bringing the ball down, waiting for the pass over to Kelsey. Kelsey puts it in for two. The score is now 15-14.
Nice looking feed to a streaking Haley Kelsey coming in the lane.
Douglas bringing the ball down, a screen by Barnes. Over to Williams. Back to Douglas. Hill intercepts it, gets it off to Scudder. Scudder over to Elsie. Elsie over to Kelsey. Over to Lodwig. Lodwig puts the shot up. It's no good. Kelsey puts the shot up. No good. Gets it in. Rebound. Puts it in. The Tigers take the lead. 16-15.
How about that? Tigers claw their way back, and they're now back in the lead. Good job. 2:16 by the Tigers. 2:16 left in the half. Tigers ahead now. 16-15. Timeout by Bulldogs on the floor. Obviously, the Bulldogs coach not happy with what happened in the last few minutes.
Looks like Williams will be passing the ball in. She'll go to Tuggle. Tuggle brings the ball down. It's guarded by Hill. Hill gets a steal over to Elsie. the pass off to Lodwig. Lodwig rings around. Treble tries to make a steal. Over to Elsie. Elsie puts a shot up. It's good for two. The Tigers now leading by three. Wins in the Storgrass over the Tuggle. Tuggle to Williams. Williams is driving in over the Tuggle. Tuggle puts a shot up for three. No good. Edward Lodwig comes up with a rebound. Bang steals it. Puts it up for two. It's good. The Tigers only lead by one. 18-17. Scutter to Hill. Hill to Scutter. Scutter to Lodwig. Lodwig to Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill. Over to Elsie. Over to Lodwig. And to Scutter. Over to Hill. Hill drives in. Passes back out to Elsie. Elsie over to Hill. Hill to Elsie. Elsie to Hill. Hill to Scutter. Drives in. The shot is no good. Rebounded by Bane. Bane will pass it off to Tuggle. Tuggle brings the ball down. Crosses the timeline. Over to Curtis. Curtis is dribbling. Over to Stormgrass. Stormgrass to Williams. Williams to Stormgrass. The shot is in for two. Now we're playing the Bulldogs. Lead by two. Or one, I'm sorry. Hill to Kelsey, Kelsey to Lodwig, Lodwig to Hill, Hill to Lodwig. Lodwig dribbles over the hill, Hill to Scutter, Elsie. And it's stole by Stormgrass, but then stole by Elsie. There's a foul on 15th Tuggle, and that is the play to 6th foul. One more foul, and then, and Bashir will be shooting 1-1.
Of course, we only have 17 seconds left in the half.
The player really did not need that. Scutter to Hill, Lodwig, Lodwig to Hill. Hill to Elsie, Elsie to Hill. Hill dribbling around, trying to get the open shot over to Lodwig, into Kelsey, Kelsey. Brashear even took their warm-up, but with a minute left, Brashear's team's out, and the plate just brought in their ball, so the plate is getting ready to come out, and here they come. Starting for your Brashear team in the second half is Scutter, Hill, Kelsey, Lodwig, and Elsley. Starting for your plate team is Bane, Curtis, Stormgrass, Tuggle, and Williams. Scutter into Hill. Hill taking her time. Hill over to Lodwig. Lodwig dribbling. Looking over to Elsie. Elsie is dribbling at top of the key. Over to Lodwig. Into Kelsey. Kelsey drives in. No good. Stormgrass with a dribble. She's got a travel called on her for a layup. Scutter will bring the ball in for Bashir. Over to Hill. Hill back to Scutter. Scutter over to Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill. Hill to... It's dribbling. Hill over to Lodwig. Lodwig's dribbling. Lodwig over to Elsie. Elsie to Lodwig. Lodwig passes over to Elsie. Elsie to Lodwig. Lodwig over to Hill. Hill over to Elsie. Elsie over to Hill. Kelsey's open. Over to Scutter. Scutter puts it up. No good. Off the front of the rim. Hill gets it and then puts it up. No good. Williams comes up with it. Over to Tuggle. Tuggle brings the ball down past the half court line. It's dribbling out of the top. drives in. There's a screen set by Curtis. She passes off to Williams. Williams to Snowgrass. Snowgrass puts up a three. It's no good. Auburn comes up with a rebound. Over to Hill. Hill is going to try and take it down. She'll pass to Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill. Hill fumbles it. Tuggle gets it. Tuggle's bringing it down. Over to Williams. Williams to Snowgrass. Snowgrass to Tuggle. Tuggle to Williams. Williams to Snowgrass. Snowgrass to Curtis. Curtis back to Snowgrass. Snowgrass puts it one up. No good.
They're going to call it on Scudder. I think they're going to say it was a bad screen. Tuggle's bringing it across the timeline on the near side, guarded by Hill. Dribbles around the left side, or right side, sends it over to, comes back out to Bain. Her shot from the free throw line is good. 23-22, La Plata. Hill up to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Haley Kelsey. She had a chance to take it inside, but held it a little bit too long. Hill back to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey into Ladwig. Ladwig back out to Elsie. Shot is a little too strong, and Tuggle comes up with it. Tuggle's going to bring the ball back the other way. Brings it across the timeline on the near side. Changes direction, heads to the right side. Hands it off to Snodgrass. Snodgrass on the right wing to Tuggle. Into Bain over the left-hand side. Shot is no good, but it goes to Bain, and it's tipped back by Bain. And La Plata, Tuggle with the ball, guarded by Hill, and foul, and Hill's going to commit the foul. That's going to be her first, the second team foul now for the Tigers for this half. Slavin going to check in the game. Happened around the horn. What happened back there? Could you tell?
It looked like she tried to pass it into Tuggle, and I think Hill swiped it away. But Tuggle tried to grab it and couldn't get her hands on it, good enough to grab. But she did touch it, and it went out.
Well, somebody called a timeout in the process. I think it was Brashear, so I'm guessing Brashear must have had the ball right before whatever happened. Slavin's going to check in the game now for, I assume, Elsie. They kind of switch places from time to time. 23-22, La Plata with the lead with 3:22 left in the third period. since the last time they met. We've got Garrett Curtis able to play, but Lindsey Kimmel is not. So a little bit different, a little change in the players on the field. Tigers get the ball in to Ladwick. Ladwick up the hill to up ahead to Hill. Back to Haley Kelsey, the right side to Hill. Hand it off to her, and she's going to dribble back to the right corner. Picks up the dribble. Sends it out to Haley Kelsey. Back to Hill, the right wing. Wing into Scudder. Scudder to Hill, drives the baseline. Sends it back out to Haley Kelsey up the free throw line. Over to Hill, the right wing. Shot for three is a little too strong. And Slavin comes up with it. No shot, no good. Bain with the rebound. Wilson Williams brings the ball across the timeline on the near side to Tuggle. Tuggle over to Snodgrass on the right side. Back to Garrett Curtis. Right corner. Back out to Tuggle. Shot from the free throw line is good. 2:29 left in the third. 25-23. LaPlata. Hill up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig up to Haley Kelsey. Over to Slavin. Shot is up and good. That's the way to break the press. 25-24, LaPlata with the advantage. Tuggle brings it across the timeline. Dribbles along the right side. Back out to Snodgrass. Up to Williams at the top of the key. Back to Snodgrass, right wing. Snodgrass into a streaking. Williams' shot's no good. And they're going to call Jesse Hill with the travel. She was wanting to get it over to Slavin, but I don't think Slavin was quite open enough for her. Williams in the Snodgrass. Snodgrass guarded by Lodrick, brings it across the timeline. Comes up the right wing, back out to Williams up top. Williams puts it on the floor, back out to Snodgrass up the top of the key. Over to Tuggle. Tuggle takes it around the right side, back to Snodgrass. Her shot from the left corner is no good. And Christina Scudder with the rebound, and I think that LaPlata thought that they were going to get a jump ball, but instead they call a foul on number 21, her second, and that is Kelsey Williams. Scudder will inbound it for the Tigers to Hill, okay.
Hill bring it down. Over to Kelsey. Kelsey's got a girl open, and it's a flip. They say it's deflected by Bashir there. Looks like Williams will throw the ball into Curtis. Curtis is bringing it down. Kind of waiting for her teammates to catch up. At the top of the key over to Snodgrass. Snodgrass to Williams. Williams makes a bad shot over. And Hill just kind of hit it. And over. Chelsea goes up for layup. No good. Snodgrass with the rebound. Brings it across the timeline. Over to Williams. Williams to Snodgrass. Snodgrass is open, and she puts that shot for three. I think. Yes, it was three. Over to Chelsea. Chelsea's looking for the open man. Over to Ludwig. Curtis with the rebound over to Williams. To Tuggle. Crosses the timeline. Jesse Hill steals it. She goes up for a layup and it's fouled. I believe that may be the shot. The official having a little talk with Tuggle. And Kelsey's gonna shoot for two. Hill's gonna shoot for two. She gets set for her first shot. Puts it in with no problem. Adding a pin, subbing in for Emily Aldrich. Slavin will move down to the block.
And they finally put it up. That was the third foul on Tuggle. Ball goes out of bound off of Slavin, I believe. Williams is going to inbound it. 12 seconds left in the third period. Finally get it in to Justine Bain. To Curtis, brings it across the timeline. Sends it back out to Wilson. Williams, 6 seconds left. Williams looks to get it in. Finally gets it in to Bain. Bain's shot is partially blocked. Slavin with the rebound, and time expires. At the end of three, we'll play the Leeds at 28-25. So now that we reported it, but we've got Abby McKim in the game for Ladwig. All that. We played it, inbounded it, and it went right on the floor. And Jesse Hill, with a real heads-up play, got her got down on her knees and caused a little scrum. And with the arrows, it comes back to Brashear.
She got her to Hill. Hill over to Kelsey. Kelsey looking for the open man. Back to over to Scudder. Over to Slavin. Over to the camp. Back to Hill. Over to Kelsey. Up to Hill. Hill to Kelsey. Kelsey to Scudder. Kelsey puts up shot. No good. And the camp with a rebound down low. And I think she might have got the pass out to Caroline Slavin.
I think she would have, but the coach didn't know that was going to happen, so she went ahead and called a timeout. So after the timeout, the ball will stay with the Tigers. 7:28 left in the fourth period. Bulldogs lead at 28-25. Haley Kelsey is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Over the right side to Hill. Hill brings it out up the top of the key, dribbles around the left side to kind of reset things. Back out to McKim, around the horn to Slavin. Slavin to McKim, around to Hill, into Haley Kelsey. Tries to pass it off to Scudder, and they're going to call a jump ball, and we're going to go back to the Bulldogs. Williams will inbound it.
Over the smoke grass. Abby McKim with an impressive jump ball right there. She did that smoke grass. How many times she just grabbed that ball? Haley Kelsey will throw the ball in for the Tigers. Into Hill. Hill to McKim. McKim to Slavin. Slavin to McKim. McKim to Hill. Snowgrass comes up for the rebound. Over to Tuggle. Tuggle across the timeline. Guarded by Jesse Hill. Snowgrass makes a move, and the ball's passed there. Over to Williams. Williams to Snowgrass. Grass, sorry. Snowgrass to Williams. Williams to Snowgrass. Over to Curtis. Curtis puts a shot up, and it's hit by the Tiger, so it'll still be the player's ball. Williams will inbound it to Curtis. Curtis will put a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Slavin. Slavin over the hill. And Tuggle will try and pull a wolf on Jesse Hill. Out to Slavin. Slavin back to Hill. Hill will dribble over the Scudder. Scudder to Kelsey. No good. Slavin comes up with a rebound. And it's a jump ball. And it will be the player's ball. Williams will inbound it to Tuggle. Tuggle will waste no time. And they called a foul on Jesse Hill for a push. That will be her second. Williams will inbound it for the Bulldogs. And to Curtis. Curtis to Snodgrass. Snodgrass to Williams. Williams will drive back out. The pass is kicked by Curtis, I believe, and over to Scudder. Scudder to Hill. Hill to Scudder. Scudder to Hill. Hill to Kelsey. Kelsey will pass it off to McCann. McCann will put up a shot. The Tigers trail by one, 27-28. They have it on the other side of the court. Trouble across the line. Breaks it down. Scudder gets a good tip on that ball and just takes it. Tuckle will try to stop Hill over to McCam. McCam to Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill. Hill put up a shot for three and it's almost in. But there's a foul on number 23, I believe.
They're going to call it on Abby McCam. Just a little bit too aggressive play there going for it.
It's only her first, but the home team's fourth foul. Williams passes in to Tuggle. Tuggle will drive down. It's picked off by Scudder over to Kelsey. Kelsey will hold up and wait for her teammates over the hill. Hill will take her time. Out to Scudder. Scudder to Slavin saves it there. And Hill taking her time dribbling over to Kelsey in the corner. The screen set by Scudder. McCam thinks about the shot, but passes back to Hill. McCam over to Slavin. It's out on bank, surprisingly. Kelsey will throw the ball in for Bashir out to Hill. Hill taking her time. Slavin's open way over and has passed over to Scudder. It'll be the play as ball because Scudder went out of bounds. The play to take the timeout.
So with 3:51 left in the game, the Bulldogs lead it by one, 28-27.
Bulldogs.
On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Slavin, Kelsey, Scudder, Hill, and McKim. It's going to be, we'll play this ball, they get it up ahead to Curtis. Curtis on the left side, kicked it back out to Williams to Tuggle up top of the key. She'll bring it to the left side. Dangerous pass to Snodgrass. She is not able to control it, steps over the line. We're going to go back the other way. Neither team can afford these kind of mistakes. Inbounds to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline on the near side. Dribbles it in the right elbow to Kelsey to Scudder. Shot up off the glass is good. Nice feed into Scudder.
Tigers lead by one, 29-28. But Kim kind of ran into Tuggle there over to Williams. Williams is not guarded. Over to Curtis. Curtis back to Williams. Williams over to Snodgrass. Back to Williams. Back to Snodgrass. Over to Tuggle. Tuggle will drive in, but makes his in for Bang. There's a jump ball. It'll be the Tigers' ball.
Tuggle just lost the handle on it. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Hill with the ball. Guarded by Tuggle. Changes direction. Brings it across the timeline. Sends it back to Kelsey. The right corner. Looks to feed it in. Thinks better of it. To McKim, back to Haley Kelsey. Back out to Hill, up top the key to Haley Kelsey. He's going to drive the baseline. Shot is up and too strong. And McKim's going to come up with the ball, sends it back to Hill. She changes direction, drives along the right-hand side, but pulls it back out. Into Scudder, the right block, shot up off the glass. It's money. Money in the bank. Tigers now leading by three. 2:20 left in the game. Tuggle brings the ball back the other way to Wilson Williams on the right wing. Williams to Snodgrass. Snodgrass tries to get it back out to Williams, nearly loses the handle on it, but gets it to Williams to Curtis in the lane. Shot is partially blocked. Hill with the rebound, and we're headed back the other way. She gets it across the timeline to McKim. McKim back out to Hill. He's just going to bring it up top, reset the offense a bit. Walks across to the right side, back to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Hill. 1:42 left in the game. Hill dribbles down the right corner, back out to McKim. Oh, and Tuggle with the steal, and she's going to have the easy shot up and good. 31-30 now. Ball into Hill. Hill to Scudder. Up ahead to Slavin. Slavin to Hill. Hill with the ball, and they're going to call Snodgrass with the foul. Quite a bit of time, quite a few fouls to give there.
Scudder looks like will pass the ball in.
Lodwick checking in for Slavin. 1:10 left in the game. Scudder out to Lodwick. Lodwick brings it across the timeline over to Elsie. Elsie to Haley Kelsey. Looks to get it into Scudder, and the pass was no good, and they're going to call Scudder with the foul. 1:02 left in the game.
That'll be Christina Scudder's third foul. Looks like Williams will be passing the ball in. She'll pass in to nobody. She calls a timeout.
Obviously, the player was having a little trouble getting the ball in, so they went ahead and called a timeout. Probably a smart thing by the player coach. McKim's going to check in the game for who's she coming in for? On the floor for the Tigers, we're going to have Kelsey, Scudder, Hill, McKim, and Ladwick. I'll bet the coach put in McKim because she's such a good hustler trying to go for the steal. Williams gets it in to Tuggle. Tuggle brings it across the timeline. 59 seconds left. Tigers leading by one. They get it in to Williams. Her shot is up and good. Into Jesse Hill, up ahead to Ladwick. Ladwick, up ahead to Scudder. Scudder back to Haley Kelsey, the right corner. 42 seconds, into Scudder. Scudder shot up on the glass, is good. 38 seconds left. Williams to Snodgrass. Snodgrass brings it across the timeline. 32 seconds, over to Williams on the right side, guarded by McKim. Williams looks to get it in to Tuggle, and she's going to be fouled by Jesse Hill. Five team fouls on the Tigers, so they had one more to give.
We're sure 20, ball to timeout.
26 seconds left. Tigers lead it by one, 33-32. But La Plata has the ball, holding for the last shot. All right, here we go. It's going to be La Plata's ball on the far side. Williams is going to inbound it for La Plata to a waiting Curtis. Curtis, your shot is up and good. 23 seconds left. Ball into Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline, and they're going to call it for a travel. 18 seconds left. Inbound to Snodgrass. And they're going to call Justine Bain for tripping. Terrible, terrible mistake by La Plata. It's going to be, Tigers are behind by one, but we're going to have the ball. Elsie's going to check in for McKim, obviously for a little more offense. Fifteen seconds left in the game. La Plata leads it by one, but it's going to be Tigers' ball. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Elsie, Hill, Kelsey, Lodwig, and Scudder, who's going to inbound the ball. 15 seconds, 1 point advantage for La Plata. They get it into Elsie. Elsie to Hill, 13 seconds, back to Haley Kelsey, back to Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill sends it back to Haley Kelsey, and she loses the ball but gets it to Hill. And we got Brashear taking a timeout with 5 seconds left.
It's been a very good game. It's a 1 point lead by La Plata, and you know, all it takes is one shot to go in on both sides, and it's over.
Well, we'll see what Coach Williams has dialed up for him. 5 seconds left. It's going to be the Tigers' ball on the far side. Haley Kelsey is going to inbound it for the Tigers. 5 seconds left in this game. They get it into Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill. And they're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to go back to La Plata with 1 second left. And time expires. And that's it. La Plata wins it 34-33.
They're coming in from their practice, shooting, and they're all getting ready to go. For starter for the play day, you have Smith, Baker, and Schrader. Wheeler and Idol. Starting for the Wheeler Tigers, number 23, Justin Hazen. Number 31, Matt Thomas. 33, Tyler Watson. Number 45, Kale Watson. And number 55, Trey Precious.
All right, we're going to see how this matchup goes. LaPlata that won the first go-around in the Novinger tournament for the championship game. The Tigers gave them a run for their money. I think the advantage was around 10 points for the Bulldogs. But we're a little bit further along in the season, so we'll see what happens in this go-around.
One thing that really hurts the Bashir Tigers is that one of their starters was in a pickup game and he dislocated his shoulder and will not be able to play.
You're talking about Shipman, of course. But we've got the super sub, Trey Treasure, starting in tonight's game. And he normally plays a real good game, so we'll see how that plays out. Trey Treasure is going to go to the line and jump against 31, Dusty Baker. They got him with the back door for the easy point.
Number 41, Wheeler puts in a three-pointer. Justin breaks the ball down. Hazen over to Watson, back to Hazen, over to Treasure. Short. It's tipped out by Matt Thomas, who will be the latest ball. But then has a turnover.
Treasure's pass had a little bit too much oomph on it. Ends up going out of bounds.
Smith will bring the ball down. Over to Schrader. Out to Idle. Idle to Schrader. Schrader to Wheeler. And the Baker over to Idle. Idle puts it in for two. The player wins. Is leading, 5-2. A trap by Smith and Schrader. And they call a travel on Justin Hazen. It'll be a player's ball. Idle will pass it in. Over to Smith. Over to Idle. Idle will drive back out to Smith. Smith over to Schrader. Wheeler. Schrader makes a shot. Over to Idle. Idle to Wheeler. After Schrader. Over to Idle. Idle will tip it out, and it'll be Bashir's ball.
A little bit too mustard, much mustard on that pass to Idle.
Kyle Watson will pass it to Justin Hazen. Justin Hazen will pass over to Matt Thomas, back to Hazen, over to Watson. Kylie Watson, I should say. Kale, over to Hazen. Over to Treasure, out to Kale Watson, out to Hazen. Hazen puts one up for three, no good. It's rebounded by Idol. Idol will have a nice little layup here. Kale Watson will pass it to Justin Hazen. Justin Hazen will bring it down. Over to Kale Watson. Kale Watson on the mat. Thomas. another one up for three. It's no good. It looks like Kel Watson will foul Baker for two. Stop.
Got Curtis Bunch getting ready to check in for La Plata. It's going to be Dusty Baker to the line for La Plata.
Baker gets that for his first shot. Puts it in. Looks like Curtis Bunch will come in for Wheeler. Baker gets lined up for his second shot. No good. Cal Watson comes up with the rebound. Over to Hazen. Out to Treasure. Back to Hazen. Hazen gets trapped. Over to Cal Watson. And Matt Thomas made a jump in, but they tried to pass and he made a turnover. Looks like Ryan Furtick will come in for Trey Treasure. Curtis Bunch will pass into Smith. Hazen is guarding Smith. Over to Schrader. Bunch. To Smith. Back to Bunch. Over to Schrader. To Baker. It looks like that ball was tipped out by Ryan Furtick and it'll be the player's foul.
All right, it's going to be Smith going to inbound it for La Plata. Smith to Schrader. Schrader squares up for three. Shots no good. And that ball was just taken out of the hands by Baker. And Cale Watson with the rebound. We'll come back the other way. Watson brings it across the timeline. In to Kylie Watson. Watson over to Hazen. Hazen on the left side. Bounce pass over to Cale Watson. To Hazen. Hazen, bounce pass to the left corner, back into the left block to Kylie Watson. Watson, spin move, shots no good. Baker with the rebound and we're headed the other way. 3:57 left in the first. The play that leads it 8-4. Smith to Bunch, to Schrader on the right side, back out to Idle. Idle to the right elbow, back out to shot no good. Back out to Smith, to Schrader up the top of the key. Schrader nearly loses the handle on it, but gets it back to Smith. Smith on the right side dribbles it into the free throw line, passes it over to Baker. Baker to Bunch, spin move, shot, no good. And scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to favor the Tigers, so it'll come back to them. Kylie Watson gets it to Hazen. Hazen to Watson. Watson brings it up to the timeline. Brings it across the timeline on the far side to Hazen at the top of the key. Hazen sends it to Furtick, the right corner. Furtick dribbles it out to Cale Watson. Looks for the three. Sends it to Kylie Watson. Elbow shot is up and no good. And I think they're going to call a foul. I thought maybe he traveled.
I know. It kind of looked like they were going to call a travel. But then they just out of nowhere pulled the foul on Baker, and Kylie Watson will be shooting two. And trust me, Brashear needs these two right now. He gets that for his first shot. And hits the front of the rim.
A little too much arc and not quite enough distance.
Yeah. He's getting set for his second shot. And swooshes it. 5-8. Bunch into Smith. Smith will bring the ball down over to Bunch. Bunch to number 15. Foul.
Wheeler set the check back in for the Bulldogs. Smith is going to inbound it. Sends it out to Baker. Baker to Fouch. Inbounds, but tried to get it into the lane, and Tigers in with the interception. Hazen brings it across the timeline. And they get it to,
Matt Thomas going to say, threw it on Baker Shuler just to kind of stop everything and let their team get settled down. It looks like he will pass into Furtall and over to Watson, Kylie, over to his brother, Kale Watson. Matt will drive in for two. No good. Baker gets the rebound, passes it off to Smith. Hazen will bring the ball down. We have a blocking foul on number 23.
Jordan Smith. Hazen comes out. Trey Treasure checking back in for the Tigers. And we've got Donnie Hansen checking in for La Plata, along with Idle. Ball will stay to the Tigers. Kylie Watson inbounds it to Kale on the far side. Kale brings it across the timeline. Up ahead to Thomas. Thomas.
To Treasure.
To Treasure. I can't see it around there.
Into
Kylie
Watson.
The ball is stripped from him. But Ryan Fertig was the last to touch it. 1:56 left in the first.
Wheeler will pass into number 11. Fouls to Wheeler. Wheeler to Hanson. Hanson to Idle. Idle will drive over the fouls. Handle over the Wheeler. Shots up, no good. Burdick will come up with the ball. Kale Watson crosses the sideline. Hits the ball up through the plate of players. And Wheeler comes up with it. Over the Hanson. Hanson the foul. Puts up a shot, it's good. Kylie Watson into Matt Thomas. Matt over to Kale Watson. Kale will drive in. And he puts the one in for two. 7-10, 55 seconds left. Over to Idle. Idle with Baker. Baker will drive. That's a foul. Foul shoots. No good. And rebounded by Baker. Over to Idle again. And Thomas does it. And then hits the ball out of bounds.
Real athletic play by Matt Thomas, but he just stepped on the out of bounds line, so it'll stay with the Bulldogs. 34 seconds left. Hazen checking back in for Thomas. 34 seconds, 10-7. Bulldogs with the lead. It's going to be Idle will inbound it for La Plata. Ian back out to Idle. Then they get it in the lane. Shot's no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Send it all the way up to Fertig. Fertig nearly loses the handle on it. Nice looking shot. Oh, man, how did he do that? 16 seconds left. Smith with the ball up top. Guarded by Fertig. Sends it over to the right side. Schrader nearly falls down to get it around over the horn to Idle. 5 seconds left. Send it back to Schrader. Schrader tries to get it in. Time expires. At the end of one, the play that leads it by just one. 10-9. Dusty Baker getting ready to check back in for the play. Both these teams obviously came here ready to play tonight. On the floor for the Tigers, we're going to have Kale Watson, Kylie Watson, Trey Treasure, Ryan Fertig, and Justin Hazen. For the play there, we're going to have Schrader, Baker, Smith, Wheeler, and Idle. And it's going to be to play this ball. Idle's going to be inbounding it Jordan Smith. Smith, guarded by Furtick, comes across the timeline. Dribbles around the right side, tries to get it in, and it's going to be a scrum. They're going to call a jump ball, and we're going to go back the other way. Cale Watson will inbound it to Justin Hazen, up ahead to Trey Treasure. Back to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline on the near side, sends it back to the left corner. Oh, they nearly lose the handle on it. They do. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Cale Watson. Schrader inbounds it to Smith. Smith brings it across the timeline. Around the horn. Into Baker. Shot up off the glass is good. Kylie Watson to Hazen. And they're going to call a bad pass. Ended up in the hands of Wheeler. And they're going to call a foul. Foul on Hazen. He checks out. And Thomas comes in. Schrader. Schrader gets it in to Wheeler, I believe, and he steps on the out-of-bound line, so it comes right back to the Tigers. Kylie Watson into Cale Watson, right in front of the scorer's table. Cale Watson guarded by Smith. Has the ball stripped by Idol, and he's going all the way. His shot is good. 14-9 Bulldogs. Get it in to Thomas. Thomas is going to take it all the way over to Trey Treasure. Shot's good. 14-11. Wheeler to Idle to Schrader. Back to the left corner. And to Smith. And Smith tries to step sideways and walks with it. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Kylie Watson is going to inbound it for the Tigers.
By Idle. Idle passes it out to Smith to Schrader. Schrader to Smith. Smith to Wheeler. Wheeler to Baker. Baker will drive. Drive is no good, but they call a foul.
It's going to be on Watson.
Looks like he'll be shooting too.
A little too strong. It bounced off the back of the iron.
Gets set. Puts the shot up. Switches. Kylie Watson looks like he'll pass into Matt Thomas, the Treasure. Cale Watson. Cale will bring it across the half court line. Over to Thomas. Thomas to Furtick. Over to Cale Watson. Cale over to Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas over to Ryan Furtick. In the corner to Treasure. And it goes out on Wheeler. So, I mean, for sure, ball underneath the basket.
He brought the rebound down and bounced it off his knee, went out of bounds. Idle ends up with the ball. He takes it all away, but then backs out and hands it off to Schrader. Schrader around the horn, over to the left side. Shot is up and no good. And Thomas with the rebound. And he loses it out of bounds. It's going to come back to La Plata. Hazen coming in for Furtick. 5:35 left in the half. La Plata leads it 15-11. Over to Wheeler. Wheeler's shot is up and a money shot good for three. Into Kylie Watson, back to Cale Watson, back to Kylie Watson. Oh, man, they tried to get it to Kyle, had too much air under it. And Jordan Smith comes up with the steal, but then he walks with it, so it'll come back for the Tigers. Kylie Watson will inbound it for the Tigers, and Coach Williams takes the timeout. So with 5:14 left in the half, we'll play the leads at 18-11. After the timeout on the floor for the Tigers, we got Thomas, Kylie Watson, Cale Watson, Hazen, and Trey Treasure.
Kylie will pull the ball into Hazen. Hazen brings the ball down, not wasting any time, over to Kylie Watson after his brother Cale loses his balance. Ball. Treasure gets the ball over to Jordan Smith, and it's in. Justin Hazen, down to Cale Watson, over to Hazen, in to Kylie Watson, trying to pass out, Smith is trying to shoot, guarded by Matt Thomas, over to Schrader, over to Wheeler, puts up a three-pointer, it's no good. Kylie Watson puts up in the, over to Matt Thomas, over down to Cale Watson, Cale. Puts it in.
Nice looking feed down to Treasure. That was a no-look pass.
Kylie Watson pointed, and whenever they passed it in, I'm pretty sure they stepped across the line, and he pointed, and the ref called it. So it'll be Brashear's ball underneath the basket. Kylie Watson will be passing the ball in. He'll pass it over to Thomas puts up a shot, no good. It's tipped out of bounds by Kylie Watson. Bunch will pass it into Jordan Smith, guarded by Ryan Furtick.
Hard to defend that.
Yeah. somebody tipped it, and the player will call timeout.
So with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the half, Bulldogs lead it by 9, 24-15. Three team fouls apiece on each team here. Bunch has it. Hands it off to Smith. Smith brings it across the timeline back over to Bunch. Bunch back out to Schrader on the right wing. Schrader has the right side of the lane open to him, but they're going to call a foul on Cale Watson. That's his second. 14 fouls now on the Tigers. 3 on La Plata. Smith is going to inbound it for La Plata. Gets it into Baker. Baker over the left side to Idle. Shot is no good. And La Plata with the rebound. Shot is no good. And Dusty Baker had his hand on it. I thought he was the last, or not Dusty Baker. Curtis Bunch was the last, I thought. But they're going to say that it was off of the Tigers. We got Hartsock checking in for Baker. Smith inbounds it to Bunch around the horn into Hartsock, back out to Smith. Smith dribbles to the left lane, and they're going to say that there's a foul, and it looked like it was a foul to me, on 41, which is Fertig. So Smith will go to the line. 56 seconds left in the half. 26-15, La Plata. Smith's shot is good. Second shot is on its way. A little too strong. And Cale Watson comes up with the rebound. Lots of hands by La Plata, but he's able to keep it. Up to Kylie Watson. Up to Cale. Up ahead to Fertig. Fertig to Trey Treasure. Shot is money shot. Nothing but net. 27-17. Smith, 38 seconds left. Around the horn over to Schrader, to Hartsock. Back out to Idle up the top of the key. Idle pestered by the Tigers. Back out to Smith over to Curtis Bunch up top. Bunch puts it on the floor over to Idle on the left side. Idle brings it out. Across the way over to Smith. Smith brings it back out over the left side. Dribbles back right. Picks up the dribble over to Bunch. Round the horn over to Idle. 6 seconds left to Schrader. Schrader loses a handle on it, but he's forced. They're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 31, which is Thomas. 2.9 seconds left. We'll play the leads by a dime. 27-17. Idle. Finally gets it in to Bunch and loses the ball. And it's going to come back to the Tigers with 0.9 seconds. Kylie Watson will inbound it. Over to Fertig. Fertig's shot is no good. Trey Treasure was going for the alley-oop, but he just couldn't quite get his hands on it. So, it's halftime, and La Plata leads it 27-17. The clock's reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few.
The Brashear Tigers come out of their locker room and start practice their shooting. Here come the Plata Bulldogs. And they look determined to keep up the good work. But like I said earlier, is one of our main players, Jacob Shipman, dislocated his shoulder in a pickup game, and he's not able to play. They said he might be able to be back by the sometime in January. We're not sure, though. Start the game back up. And the score is 27-17. The Bulldogs have the advantage of 10 points. Both teams bring in their balls, and I think they might be ready to get it started. They set the clock for 8 minutes. And there's dirt on the floor for some odd reason. It's falling like snow. The officials are picking it up. They're still picking it up. It looks like it'll be Brashear's ball. And they're picking up mortar. All over the place. Well, they've got to get enough and kind of watch them pass the ball in over to his brother, Kale. Kale will drive. Good for two, 19-27. The Tigers have just started. They just came out of their shell and it's like, bam. Smith brought it down. Over the Wheeler to Idle to Schrader. Puts up a three. It's good. Hazen into Watson. It's stolen by Smith. And Smith trips and puts it out of bounds. So it will be Brashear's ball. That's the second mess they've had to pick up in about 30 seconds in this quarter. Kylie Watson passes in to Justin Hazen. Hazen will drive down the left side. Stopped by Idle. Over to Kale Watson. Kale will drive. Gets across on the court line down to Treasure. Treasure back up to Kale Watson. Kale will drive. And they call a foul on number 45, which is Idle, and it's on the floor, so Kylie Watson will throw it in for the Tigers. He throws it in to Trey Treasure. Trey Treasure puts up a shot. No good. Kylie! Oh, Trey rebounds it and just puts it right back up. Tigers 21-30. Out to Schrader. Schrader to Baker. Baker put the shot up. It's good. There's not much the Tigers can do about that big one. Kylie throws it in to Matt Thomas and is fouled by number 2-3, which is Jordan Smith. And it's on the floor, so Kylie Watson will throw it in for the Tigers into Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas will drive. Going all the way. And it's, the ball's hit out of bounds by Idle, I believe. Kylie Watson will throw it into his brother, Kale. Kale will take his time at the top of the key. We'll pass it over to Thomas, back to Kale. Watson. Over to Justin Hazen. Back to Kent Watson. Back to Justin Hazen. Puts it up for three. It's no good. Wheeler gets the rebound. Throws it out of bounds. It will be Beshruth's ball again. Kylie will pass it in to Kale. Back to Kylie. Kylie will drive over the Trey Treasury. Throws up a good shot. It's in. 32-23. Smith to Wheeler. To Idle to Schrader. Puts in a layup. It's good. Kylie Watson will pass it in to Trey Treasure. And before he can do that, Coach Williams calls a timeout. The Tigers come out and are waiting for both the Florida Bulldogs cheerleaders and their players. Kylie Watson will pass into Treasure. Treasure to Hazen. Back to Kylie Watson. Back to his brother, Kale Watson. Kale will bring it down and is taking his time. Guarded by Schrader. Kale will drive to the middle. Into his brother, Kylie. Will put it up. It's no good. Over to Weeder. Down to Smith. And Smith will bring it down. Over to Idle, over to Wheeler, over to Schrader. Schrader to Smith. Over back to Schrader, over to Idle. And to Baker. Baker back out to Idle. Idle puts one up. No good. It's rebounded by Cal Watson. He puts a final grab on it. It was kind of tipped up there. Cal will bring it down. And over to Justin Hazen. Hazen to Thomas. Thomas to Watson. Watson to Watson. Trader will come with the rebound over to Smith. Smith brought the ball down. Over to Schrader. Schrader will drive and no good. Matt Thomas came up with the rebound. Over to Hazen. It's tipped out.
Curtis Bunch is now checking in the game for the Plata. And Wheeler's coming out. Fertig coming in for Hazen. Pass just had a little bit too much on it for Hazen to handle. Schrader will inbound it for the Bulldogs to Bunch. Bunch to Smith. Smith back to the left corner in the paint. To Baker. Shot is no good. Up ahead to Kale Watson. Out to Thomas. Back to Kale Watson. Tigers seem to be pretty determined to try to get it into Kylie Watson. Around the horn to Thomas. Thomas to Kale Watson. Into Kylie Watson again. Spin move, but they're going to get Baker with the foul. Foul is the third on Baker. Timeout on the floor here. The ref had to run back upstairs to go back to the referee's room. Not sure what's going on. There he comes again. I think he wanted to wipe something off the floor from where Baker fell down. So with 3:47 left in the third, Bulldogs lead at 34-23. Ref cleaning off the moisture there. Pretty fast-paced game. These boys are pretty lathered up. Kylie Watson's going to inbound it for the Tigers as soon as we get everything cleaned up here. Tigers may be wanting to take it more to Baker to see if they can get him in foul trouble. We'll see what happens here. Watson into Trey Treasure. Shot is up and good. Boy, Trey Treasure gets a lot of altitude. And not sure what they're calling here, but it's on the Bulldogs. Ah, my compatriot here says it's an illegal screen, so it's going to come back to Tigers. Thomas is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Send it over to Kale Watson, back to Furtig, over to Thomas. Thomas in the lane, the left elbow to, oh man, they got it into Trey Treasure. I don't see how he got that shot to fall. 34-27, the play that Bunch sends it to the left corner into Baker. Baker's wide open, and the shot's good, and he's going to get to go to the line. It left him way too open that time. He had a wide open lane to the basket. First team foul this half. It's going to be the second individual foul on Thomas. Baker's shot is up. And they're calling something on Bunch. Some kind of lane violation, I think. So it's going to be a Tigers ball in any event. Kale Watson has it over to Hazen. Back to Kylie Watson. Up ahead to Furtig. Furtig has it across the timeline to Kale Watson. Screen set by Furtig. A little screen and roll move, but he's a little too far out to do anything with it. Back to Kale Watson, the right wing. Dribbles it. Try to get it up to Furtig. It's a little too high for him to handle, and it ends up going out of bounds, so we're going to come back to La Plata. Bunch is going to have it for La Plata.
Smith is bringing the ball down, heavily guarded by Ryan Furtick. Over the Bunch. Bunch down to Idle. Idle had butterfingers there, and it slipped out of his hands.
These two teams are playing really hard, and their passes have a lot of oomph on them.
To Hazen, to Kale, to Hazen, to Treasure. Treasure will drive, and it's good!
Well, he gets so much height, he's almost unstoppable.
There's a couple of times I think that he's wanted to dunk it in this game because I've seen him, and he just looked at his coach, and she's looking at him like, I don't think so right now.
Timeout on the field by La Plata. Tigers are closing this up a bit. 36-29 now in the third period, with 2 minutes 24 seconds left.
He's a pretty good shooter around the free throw line. And then, I mean, he puts a shot up, and you hardly doubt that it's going to go in because he's just got a pretty shot, and it just swishes every time.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised we haven't seen some three-point shooting from Kale Watson. He's been wide open sometimes, and he's got a really pretty shot. So we may see that before this is over with.
Yeah. Kale does have a real good three-point shot, and if he would just pull a couple of those out, it puts the Tigers real close into the game. Trey Treasure draws a foul. Has a foul there. It's the second team foul this half, but I believe, yes, it is his first. Baker is going to be shooting too. He gets set.
Probably a good foul there. We'll see.
Yes, it was.
Unless he converts both of them.
Yeah.
He got the first one, so we'll see what he does with the back end. Thomas checking in now for Ferdy.
Will pass into Treasure over to Thomas. Thomas the Treasure to Watson. Over to Thomas. Thomas will pass to Hazen. Over to Watson. Tyler will drive in. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Matt Thomas tried to come up with the rebound there. And Trey Treasure did a smart thing right there. He backed out of a foul. Over the bunch. Bunch back to Smith. Over the bunch. To Idle. To Baker. Back out to Smith. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kyler Watson. Max trying to bring the ball down. Idle stole it and puts up a layup. It's not looking good for Brashear. Kylie Watson, he might try for a fast move. He puts it in for Trey. Trey puts it in with no problem. The Tigers have now reached 30 points and stopped there at 31. Smith will bring it down over the bunch. Guarded by Treasure. Over the Idol. And Hazen almost stole it from him. Over the Baker. To Schrader. To Smith. Smith puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Baker. Back out to Smith. Puts up a shot. It's good. It's all. Oh, boy. Over to Watson. Watson will drive. Oh, to Trey. He puts it in. The Tigers are now at 33 points. Over to Schrader. Schrader taking his time. Out to Smith. Over the bunch. Over to Otto. To Baker. To Schrader. No good. For Baker, it's good. Into the third quarter, 45-33.
Well, it seems like no shot by La Plata fails to go in. That shot was no good, and with just a touch shot by, I don't know, was that Baker that did that?
No, that was a bunch.
Bunch. Just a touch shot. Came back to him, and he just tapped it and went right back up and went in. So, at the end of three, La Plata leads it 45-33.
The dirt has returned.
So it's going to be Tigers ball. Kylie Watson is going to inbound it on the far side. Now they're going to say it's La Plata ball. Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's which way the arrow points. Schrader has it on the right wing. Sends it to the right corner to Smith. Back over to Schrader on the left wing. Back to Smith. And Thomas nearly falls down. Shot's no good. Hazen comes up with the rebound. Sends it ahead to Cale Watson. Cale Watson dribbles between his legs. Sends it up the top of the key. Back to Hazen. Back over to Thomas on the right side. Back to Hazen. Hazen squares up. Shot's no good. And Tigers end up with the rebound. Thomas' shot is good. Nice looking, about a 15-foot jump shot on the right side. Smith, around the horn to the left side. To Idle, back to Schrader. Schrader blanketed by Cale Watson. Back over to Smith. He nearly loses the handle on it. Back out to Idle, around the horn, over to Wheeler. Back to Schrader.
To Smith, to Wheeler. To Idle, to Schrader. Schrader will drive out to Idle. Into Baker. Baker puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Matt Thomas. He will go with it. All the way to Trey Treasure. Oh, and he throws it in to Baker, and Baker hits it out of bounds.
Nice looking heads-up play by Trey Treasure. He knew he was going out of bounds. Momentum was carrying him. He was able to knock it off of a plate of player as he was going out, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Thomas is going to inbound it for the Tigers. He's going to Trey, but they ended up going to Kylie Watson. Shot's no good, and Schrader comes up with the rebound, and we're headed the other way. Smith, back out to Schrader. Back to Smith. Smith looks to drive the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of
Thomas.
I think it's going to be LaPlata's ball. Yeah, it is. Smith is going to inbound it right in front of the door. Get it out to Baker. Baker dribbles in the lane, kicks it out to Bunch. He nearly loses the handle on it, but comes up with it, sends over to Smith on the right side. Smith dribbles it out, back to Bunch. Bunch wants to get it in, sends it back out to Schrader at the top of the key, in to Bunch at the left elbow to Smith. His spin move right into Thomas, and they're going to say he walked with it. Thomas was right where he needed to be. Smith turned right around, bounced off of him, and took a step. 6 minutes left in the game. Kylie Watson and Trey Treasure.
To Kale. Kale brings it across the timeline. Over to Trey Treasure. He puts a shot up, and it's good. Like I said before, that shot's almost unstoppable. Smith will bring the ball down, heavily guarded by Ryan Purdy. He's hit by Matt Thomas over the idol. Baker will pull one up. It's no good. Oh!
Kylie tried to get it up to Kale, but it had too much height on it. Kale couldn't get up there to get it.
All the Tigers need is four shots, and they'll be back in this game. Without letting the Bulldogs score. Well, that foul was on Matt Thomas, and it looks like Smith will be shooting. I believe that's Matt Thomas' third, the team's third in this half, and shooting two. Smith puts the first one up. Good.
Hazing in for Thomas.
Put second one up. Good. Kylie in the Kale. Over the Hazen. Over the Ferda Dig. Over the Hazen. Back to Ferdig. Over to Kale Watson, over to Hazen. Over to Kale Watson. Over to Hazen. Into Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson puts the spin move on, and it's good.
Bounces off of the front end of the glass, but goes, or front end of the irons, but went ahead and went in.
Smith brings the ball down. Ryan Furtick steals it! And we have a blocking foul. And Ryan will be shooting two.
It's going to be on Bunch.
Which is Curtis Bunch, and that is his first. His team's fifth. Ryan Furtick will be shooting two baskets.
A little surprised Furtick didn't feed that up. He had the open man up under the basket, but elected to take it up himself.
Yeah. Something's been leaking on the floor.
Four minutes, 35 seconds left in the game. Furtig's first shot is on its way, and it's no good.
It'd be nice if I could at least reach 40 points for the research acquisition, and it's good! 47-40 Bunch, over the bunch, to Smith! It's for sure ball! This ball game has turned around! They were within 7 points!
Smith was looking where he was going to go before he had the ball.
Kylie Watson will inbound the ball for the Brashear Tigers. He'll throw it to Ryan Furtick over the Treasure. Treasure puts up a shot. It's, no good. Bunch to Idle. Back to Bunch. Over to Schrader. Over to Smith. Back to Bunch.
Going to get Trey Treasure with the foul. I think that's just his second, if I'm not mistaken. Thomas checking back in the game. Furtick comes out. 14 fouls on the Tigers. 5 on La Plata. Schrader's going to inbound it for La Plata on the far side. In the Bunch. Bunch over to Smith. Smith back to Schrader on the far side. Back to Idle up top. Around the corn. To Smith. Out to Idle. Over to Schrader. Schrader shoots from a mile away. No good. Tigers with the rebound. Hazen has it. Sends it up to Kale Watson. Kale Watson dribbles it in the lane. Hands it off to Kylie Watson. To Kale Watson. To Thomas on the left side. Back out to Watson. And he wasn't looking, but Hazen able to come up with it. Tigers getting a little bit crazy in their passes, and the coach knows it, and she calls a timeout to kind of get things back organized.
Well, you never know. Brashear's boys team, they could have planned that like that. Sometimes they do stuff like that just to confuse them.
All right, on the floor for the Tigers, we've got Kale Watson, Kylie Watson, Hazen, Thomas, and Trey Treasure. 3 minutes, 32 seconds left in the game. LaPlata leads it by 7, 47-40. Kylie Watson is going to inbound it to Hazen. Hazen sets the offense, dribbles up top, hands it off to Kale Watson up top of the key to Thomas. Thomas tries to get it in, and Idle comes up with it to Smith to Wheeler, around the horn to Schrader, back out to Idle up top to the left corner, tries to get the feed in, and they're going to call Kylie Watson with the foul.
That's Kylie second. Her team's fifth. Both teams have 5 fouls. Smith into Baker. Baker to Wheeler over to Smith. To Wheeler. To Schrader. To Smith. To Wheeler. To Smith. To Wheeler. To Schrader. Over to Smith.
That goes out of bounds. Who's it going to be?
No, they called it a jump ball.
Ah, so it's going to look like it's going to stay with La Plata?
No, it's going to be Brashear's ball.
Happens around the corner from me. I can't see. A lot of perspiration going on in this game. refs are cleaning off the ball to get sweat off of it. Ref wants another ball. So it'll be Tigers' ball. 2 minutes, 22 seconds left in the fourth. 47-40, La Plata with the advantage.
Like I said, the Tigers only need a couple shots, and they'll be close to winning this. I'd like to see Kayla Mishi's three-pointer, and that'd be awful nice in this situation. There goes Trey Treasure again for two.
More perspiration on the floor. The ref's down cleaning it up. It's going to be the player's ball. And Trey Treasure goes after Bunch, and they're going to call a foul on him. I think that's going to be his third, I guess, one-on-one now. So Bunch will go to the line. We're in that fouling mode now. 1:59 left in the game. Bulldogs lead by five. Well, we'll see what kind of free throw shooter Bunch is.
Bunch gets set. Puts up his shot. Good. There goes number two. Good. Taylor Watson has the ball, bringing it down the court, across the half-court line, and he's going to pass to Thomas, to Watson. Tiny, his brother, sets up a good screen for him. Baker comes up with it, over the idol. Idol is pressured.
And they're going to get Treasure for his fourth. But the old saying goes, you can't take him with you. This is going to put Idle to the line. 1:34 left in the game. We'll play the leads at 49-42.
Idle puts up his first shot. Good. Idle's going for his second shot.
Hazen comes into the game. He's a pretty good free throw shooter, too. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him try.
And it's good. Treasure into Hazen. Hazen brings the ball down the court. Puts up a nice shot. No good. Tyler Watson comes up with it. Gets it in there. The Plattis coach called one of his players stupid. Over to Smith, to Idle, to Schrader. That's a foul on Cam Watson. They served the team's ninth. Schrader, I'm pretty sure, is a good free throw shooter. They're having to clean up the floor again. Schrader going for his first shot. And it's good.
K.
going for his second. No good. Tiny. I don't know what exactly happened there.
I think they must have called a jump ball because they're not calling a foul anywhere, are they?
Yes, it was a jump ball.
Sweat on the field everywhere. Ref cleaning it up again.
They have been having to clean this floor a bunch tonight.
The ref, Danny Clapp, going in to get another towel to clean off the floor. I don't think I've ever seen a case where there's been so much sweat ended up on the floor that the refs have to clean it up. All right, they get it in the bunch over to Smith, and they're going to call Trey Treasure for the foul, and I think that's going to be it for him. 57 seconds left in the game. 52-44, Bulldogs with the advantage. Hazen's going to come in for Treasure. First shot's no good.
Gets lined up for the second one and takes it and good.
Watson into Hazen.
Bring the ball down. And over to Watson and to Kylie's brother. Over to Ryan Furtig. Rebounded by Becker over to Smith. And over to Schrader. To Smith.
They're going to get Kylie Watson for the foul. 38 seconds. That's his third. She's just about done with this one, I think.
I'd say that's all she wrote. He gets lined up and he's ready for his ball. Good.
I think maybe he's not the one we should be fouling.
I don't think any of these Plata boys are the ones we should be fouling.
Maybe we should have some Novager players we could foul tonight. Cale Watson has it for the Tigers. Dishes it off to Hazen. Back to Cale Watson. Finally, we see that three-point shot. No good. And Cale Watson gets his own rebound. Jump shot off the glass is good. 46-55. Into Schrader. Back to bunch. To Schrader. Schrader brings it across the timeline. 11 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's it. That's the ball game. The Plato wins.
55-46. The Plato Bulldogs win.
And if you just joined us, we'll play the Bulldogs won the girls matchup as well by 1 point. So we ended up on the short end of the stick for both of these games. We'll see you next time. This is John Slavin from the Brashear Arena for tonight's matchups between Brashear and La Plata. Good night.